This text we have in Exodus, you see, it's the covenant. Now, there's one basic thing that since 1929, has discovered, is that there was a model for this attitude. It was what's called the Hittite suzerainty treaties. The Hittites were a powerful force in those days. And that's an amazing cultural phenomenon, if you will. Those covenants were based on gratitude. We have examples of them where, I'll tell you a funny one now. It's, I shupirudidumas. This is what I did for you, dupitesup. And he goes on to say, when your brother wanted to take you from the throne, I protected you. When this happened and that happened, I did this. Now here are the stipulations. This is what you should do for me. If one of my enemies attacks me, you join me in defending. If some of my slaves run away and you find them, you return them, and so forth. That is the basic format of the covenant. You saw what I did to the Egyptians and how I called you to myself. And now these are the stipulations of the covenant I make for you, with you. But the motive for that, for keeping the covenant, is gratitude. And that's why we have a new covenant. We keep out of gratitude by yielding to the Holy Spirit, who is the new covenant. And the gratitude, Jesus died on the cross for us. And the reason we obey him is because we're so grateful to what he's done for us. And that's the... So that cultural discovery was very helpful theologically, to see that the basis of the covenant is gratitude. This is why in the new covenant, this is my body, this is my blood, it'll be broken and poured out for you. Do this in memory of me. Not just the ceremony. That's why if you look at John's Gospel, that scene at the Last Supper, where there is no institution of the Eucharist, all the Eucharistic theology in John is back in chapter 6. But the motive is gratitude. So, what are the saints are like? They get where they would be if it weren't for the blood of Jesus, for the love of Jesus, for the very action of Jesus in their lives through the Holy Spirit. Where would I be? I don't know. And that's why I keep his law. And the law, basically, is the Holy Spirit, as St. Thomas says. But don't think that that means it's very spiritual. The law, the new law, is pushing some people this day to martyrdom. I don't know where they are, but that's the Holy Spirit, huh? That the motive is gratitude, which means unless we're praying and thinking and reading the scriptures, we don't understand what happened. Where we would have been and where we would have been headed if the Lord Jesus Christ had not come. And in a tremendously deep act of enthusiasm that cost him everything, died, made reparation for our sin, and opened up the way to heaven. And then, 40 days after his own ascension, he sent the Holy Spirit, who is the new law. But we can only yield to that law, which is a divine person, if we know what he's done for us. And that's not hard for most of us. If you have never done it, I think most people in the community have done it, sit down today and write out your witness for yourself. You know, this is the way I was, this is what happened, this is, you know. I married so-and-so and they changed my life, they went to this, whatever. How did I ever get that on a Saturday morning with no work, at 8 o'clock I'm at Mass? How did that ever happen? The Holy Spirit. Gratitude. And the more grateful we are, you see, the better. This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words of His. This is my blood of the new covenant. We don't have a lot of time now. Oh, well, not doing badly. Well, I don't think we're doing badly. This parable, and there are many like this in Matthew, this is an ambiguity parable. If we are baptized and, you know, and the divine life lives in us, if we're fed by the body and blood of Christ, why are we such a mess? How come after 2 millennia, the world is not becoming Christian, it's abandoning everything? You know, we're living in a world of atheist humanism. How come? You see? Well, there's weeds among the wheat. Now, okay, we're going to be the reformers. We're going to get a hold of all those weeds and throw them out. Look out. Somebody might think you're a weed and throw you up. In other words, the Lord says, let it go. He lets it go because some of those weeds will turn into wheat. And then at the last day, you see, collect the weeds and burn them. And then put my wheat into the barn. And so, it's a very beautiful parable. An instruction from the Lord. But really, if you get a chance today, even if you've written it out before, you know, start. I was born at an early age. I was, you know, and just start writing. You know, for yourself. What the Lord has done for you. When you start looking at it on a piece of paper, and you say, God, where I could have been.